The guests, in no particular order, are Taylor, from Pod Is My Co-Pilot, who is our podfather. Yes. Daniel Brewer from Doobie's Intent Plus. Baron Frosty and Dr. P from Next Blime. Mike Lawson and Joe Batance from Catching Up. And Big Fatty, who was so awesome. And the reason why I mentioned to you guys who the guests are is because this morning's show on the Big Fatty Show, this Monday morning little shoe, Big Fatty mentioned when he was talking about his weekend that on Saturday he needed to get home after his lunch because he had a very important appointment from 2 to 3 o'clock that he had to be home for. And I got a secret little smile on my face because I was like, we were the very special appointment that he had. We were a very important appointment for Big Fatty. It was so fun. We've had the best time recording with every single one of these people.
This has been really fun.
It is. And I have podcasting gold saved on my computer. So let's hope it doesn't go crashing and burning.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
So let's hope it doesn't go crashing and burning.
Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1857 of the BFO the 6th of March 2015. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm at the Horror Hotel with Granny. Hello, cacklers. Betty, that's Granny.
Are you just going to repeat everything I say? Y'all, Granny professed that he was not going to cackle on this episode of the little show. Isn't that right, Granny?
That's right.
And he's already blown it. So, anyway, hi, everyone. I hope your fright is going well. Cackle. Is going well. Y'all, Granny and I over here at the Horror Hotel. You know, we were supposed to come over on Thursday. And, you know, I suggested to Granny, well, let's go on Wednesday. Let's go on Wednesday. And, I cannot do. And, y'all, sure enough, Wednesday night, he got all packed up and everything. And, so we were going to leave after work on Thursday. He goes, I can probably be over at the Fat Cave about 4 p.m. in the afternoon, but not a minute early. I said, okay, that'll be fine. And so, you know, I was going to work the whole day and take an hour off. And, so y'all, at 1 p.m. in the afternoon, I get a testimonium from Granny. What time can you leave? And I said, well, anytime. He goes, all right, I'm on my way. Y'all, he went from no, I can't go early to let's go at 1 p.m. in the afternoon on Wednesday. And so, y'all, he came over, and y'all, it took us about 20 minutes to load. You know, Granny has a Ford Escape also, and it took us about 20 minutes. Didn't it take about 20 minutes to load it all up?
It took us about 20 minutes to load it all up.
Okay, thank you. smart ass. But Big Fatty, what's wrong with him? I don't know, but anyway.
Fucking bored!
Oh, okay. Whatever. And so anyway, y'all, we loaded up the Ford Escape, and the first thing out of Granny's mouth, oh, we're going to have to stop. I've got to have a little something to eat, you know. And I thought, well, I've got to go TT or something like that. Well, anyway, he came over. Is that the heat that just came on?
Something over that way.
Oh, okay. I don't know what it was.
Car.
Oh.
That hunky guy in there.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Okay, he just started his car. Oh, he's going to sit there and smoke, I guess. Anyway, no, he ain't gonna come in here. Anyway, we're driving over here. Okay, oh, I've got to stop and get me a chicken McNugget and some y'all. They ever had the McDonald's and that, you know, that Hat M should be able to give us the McDonald's report because you know he lives at the McDonald's and has his cake there. And, okay, quit waving, Granny. Y'all, it was some guy that was on a day pass over here. He parked in front of Big Fatty's window. It was lovely. And Granny's waving goodbye to him like he's going, God, who is that nasty old queen? Anyway, they have the mozzarella sticks, the mozzarella. The mozzarella sticks there. And, Granny says, oh, can I get the senior citizen discount? And, he ate his four little chicken McNuggets and his three little mozzarella sticks. And, y'all, he was full. He was just, oh, I couldn't eat another bite. Oh, dear, I see. And, y'all, Granny drove all the way over here. It was his turn to drive. And, on the way over here, what did that light say? That the light came on the Ford Escape. It said, what did it say?
Check the fuel valve or something.
Check the fuel valve. And you know, y'all, on the Ford Escape, you know, they don't have the what do you call those?
Gas caps.
That's it. They don't have those. And so y'all, we pulled over and I checked and I couldn't find anything wrong with it. And so it went away. And we got on over here. And got checked in, and y'all, then the bitching started. Granny, would you like to tell them why you were bitching?
No.
Oh! You want me to tell them?
You do very well at it.
Okay, y'all, you know, the last time Granny and I were over here, we couldn't get our normal rooms because Granny had torn up the plumbing in these rooms. And so, y'all, they had replaced the plumbing, and Granny is the first person to be back in his room since they replaced the plumbing. And, y'all, they've put brand new desk in there and a new dresser and new end tables. But, y'all, they didn't put his couch back in there. He's bitching about that. Not that he would ever even sit on it, okay? But, where's my couch? You know how the old people are. And, but, y'all, his TV don't work. Big Fatty, what is he doing over there? I don't know. Y'all, he didn't have any lamps. So, he's sitting over there in the dark, not watching TV. And, y'all, it's just creepy. Quite frankly, it's just creepy. And y'all, and if you walk by and look in his window, there's a bottle of liquor sitting there on the desk. So here's Granny sitting in his bed in the dark, and the bottle of liquor, and then you hear this. Y'all, it's like a haunted house. It's like a haunted house, I tell you. And Wednesday night, y'all, we went to the Ruby Tube Steaks. Big Fatty had a coupon, and we both had the garden salad. And what did you?
We didn't have a garden salad.
Yeah, we did.
No, we didn't.
What did we have?
We had the salad bar.
Oh, the garden bar. We had a garden bar. And little hamburger, little sliders is what they're called. Yes. Granny had the little hamburger, and I had the buffalo. No. What? You didn't have a hamburger?
I had the cheeseburger.
Cheeseburger. Oh, well, first class. He went all out. Ooh, Big Fatty, I'm surprised. Ooh, half 1%. He's a highfalutin. Anyway, we came back, and we went to the grocery store, didn't we? Because y'all, Granny, you know how Granny is when he has this list in his head, y'all. And he walks around the grocery store, and he doesn't go in any kind of order. It's just whichever item he pops into his mind first. So the first thing that popped in his mind was candies. So he went and he got him some worms. Big Fatty, doesn't he already have worms? Well, I don't know. But he got him some gummy worms. Oh, well, that's very different. You were looking for something. What was the next thing you were looking for? He couldn't find the beer. He couldn't find the beer. And then he found some cookeries. No. No, that was this morning. What did you get? Cookeries also? Yeah, he got some little Cheez-Its or something like that. Cheez-Its, and then he wanted some iced tea, and he couldn't find the iced tea. And y'all, I found the iced tea, and he's out wandering around the store. So I just stood there and waited. I said he'll eventually show up again, and sure enough, he did. And I don't remember, y'all. He couldn't find the beer. He was going to get these little bitty cans of beer. And so, what are you doing?
It's my back.
Oh my God, y'all! He looked like he was doing the worm. Big Fatty doing the worm, and Big Fatty, does that have anything about having worms? I think it's very much related. Granny's got worms. Big Fatty. Poor reporter. And so, anyway, we finally finished the shopping list. And came back here to the Hara Hotel, and y'all, we each fixed ourselves a cocktail, and we watched The Survivor. And Granny didn't really watch it that much. He was busy. What were you doing?
I was watching Survivor.
Well, yeah, but you were playing with something on the cellular telephonic device too. I don't know what he was doing, but anyway, after that, y'all, we went over to the bar at the motel next door, and y'all, the drinks were $8 a piece. Could not believe it. So we had one. We had one over there and came on back over here. Granny was about worn out. Came back over here and just hung out and talked with some of the folks from the Myrtle Beach Horror Club who are having their anniversarium event this weekend. And that was that. And we talked for a little while. And then some of them and myself, we went and got into the hot tub. Going to get into the hot tub. And Granny went to bed, you know, or at least he went and sat in the dark in his room. Big Fatty, he does have worms. Anyway, and so Big Fatty, Big Fatty squeaky kid, he's afraid he's gonna get worms. Went to bed after being in the hot tub for a little while, and there was somebody that was parked in the room next to Big Fatty. Y'all, and I swear to God, Granny, why don't you tell this story about the man that was blowing the horn?
The man was blowing the horn.
Oh, okay, great, thanks. Y'all, it was this guy, and he went to his car 30 times.
Drove me to fucking crazy.
Okay, and y'all, every time he'd have to hit the alarm, beep, beep, you know, every time, beep, 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 y'all, and it was endless, and it was, y'all, he got on Granny's last nerve. Granny was gonna tell him off, just tell him he had seen the meat. And we got up on a Thursday morning, y'all. We went and I had brufkas. There were 11 of us at brufkas, and y'all, then Granny and I were off to go do our little shopping for our cocktail party, which we're hosting at 6 p.m. in the evening later on tonight for right the 6. And y'all, the theme of the weekend is Oz, and you can take that as in the Wizard of or the prison Oz. And y'all, we've decided to go with the Wizard of. So y'all, we've got all kinds that we've got. Y'all, we took a pair of old boots Big Fatty was going to throw away. And Durwood took them, and y'all, he has bejeweled them to look like the ruby slippers, except they're the ruby blue the ruby boots. So we've got that, and Durwood's made up a yellow brick tablecloth for us, and we got all kinds of little snicker snacks and sweeties. Y'all, we got Dunkin' Munchkins. And we've got little green mints, and we got potato sticks to be like the what is that, scarecrow. The scarecrow, and we've got a live beating heart to sit out. Big Fatty, you do not. And
Oreos.
Oh, and we got Oreos. And y'all, we couldn't find any poppies, so we're just gonna put out a bottle of poppers. Big Fatty, That is crazy. But they will love it. So anyway, but before the time gets away from us, Granny, we've got to do this. Yes, Big Fatty. What was that?
Nothing.
Oh, yeah. Granny's just me. Nothing. You know, once he sees that I'm recording. Y'all, Tamari. No, is it Tamari? Big Fatty, we don't know. No, it's on Sunday. Y'all, on Sunday, y'all, I'm going to go ahead and mention the Monday celebration of exiting the birth canal, too, because y'all, when Granny and I record on Sunday, we're probably going to be fucked up. Big Fatty, a drunky cast, straight Bob loves that. It's true. But y'all, on Sunday the 8th, y'all, you met him several times out there at the Pride 48. He wasn't there last year, but he was there the previous two years. Y'all, is that John in Vermont? Big Fatty, does he live in Connecticut? No, I don't think so. I think that's why he's called John in Vermont. Y'all, then on Monday, y'all, I don't know if he listens anymore or not, but y'all, is that Eric up there in the Minnesota? Big Fatty, is he living in Michigan? No, I don't think so. Is he in from Vermont too? No, I don't think so. But anyway, y'all, if you see John in Vermont or Eric in the Michigan, on the Twitter or the FaceSpace, be sure you wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope somebody will give each of them a big old piece of wormy, Big Fatty. That is vulgar. I just cannot even believe I said that. Just some cake. No, we don't want Granny's worms in anything but Granny. Now, y'all, Granny has been asking me questions about old Veda, and Granny, I want you to do your impression of the sound that the jalopy makes.
I don't remember.
Yeah, you do.
I can't.
Yeah,
do
y'all,
that.
He's over here going. Honk, honk. Y'all, it's like a goose. It's like Mother Big Fatty. Granny is Mother Goose. No, God forbid, no. So anyway, y'all, before I left town, when I was at home, Tuesday night, y'all, the cellular telephonic device rang, and I said hello. And y'all, I swear I thought somebody was going to wish Miss Bacon. By the way, you didn't wish Miss Bacon a happy celebration of exiting birth canal.
Happy birthday, Exelina.
What?
I don't. Happy birthday.
God bless. Yo, he's retarded.
Big Fatty, I think the worms have gone to his head.
So.
Happy birthday, Kathy Bacon.
Oh, Lord. All right. Anyway, y'all, the celebration. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, I'll have to tell you about what happened when the cellular telephonic device rang. On the Monday little show. Y'all, don't forget, this is the end of standard time. We spring forward Sunday. At 2 a.m. in the morning Sunday. So, y'all, me and the old gal out there in Woodland Hills will be pissed because, you know, we hate the daylight saving time. Y'all, in fact, I've already moved my clocks forward back at the Fat Cave. Big Fatty, you're Johnny on the spot. It's true. And I don't have worms. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the girls from Greetings from Nowhere. And Christina, what do you want to say about today? Little show.
Let's hope it doesn't go crashing and burning.
Oh, Big Fatty, her hopes have been crushed.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.